Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past ten.
Capital 194.
Listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. We've had two programs devoted entirely to jazz, so tonight I thought you might like some nostalgia, perhaps with a jazz flavour, to keep everybody happy. We know the bands that became famous and stayed so, like Glenn Miller, the Dorsey Brothers, Benny Goodman, Paul Whiteman, Jack Hilton, Ambrose and so on, and I've played quite a lot of their records on Mardi Gras, but this week's show might be called The Bands That Got Forgotten. Oh, yes, you say, but how can we forget something? We've never heard of it. Yes, good thinking. So here's a chance to hear of it, and I hope you'll enjoy it. I'll take the bands in alphabetical order, having taken the records more or less at random from my rack, beginning with Paul Ash. He was a violinist whose band played many of the big jobs in Chicago in the 20s, where it recorded this one in 1927. It's a surprisingly forward-looking arrangement of Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling. And his orchestra, Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling. You know, I remember my first day at kindergarten school, and they started singing the morning hymn. I didn't like that, so ever an individualist, I started singing Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling instead. The teacher was furious because I had a penetrating shrill voice, I'm told. She obviously wasn't a talent spotter. Well, I don't know what happened to Paul Ash, but the leader and singer on the next one is still alive and well, living in Houston, Texas, Smith Ballou. He was a big name in the American dance band world back in 1929 when he made this quite hot version of a typical song of the time, Blondie.
has come, say you'll be mine. Fondy, you're my favorite thrill. Fill my empty arms with your charm, say that you will. The one hand to hold, the one kiss to steal, the one heart of gold, the one love that's real. Fondy, big blue eyes, lips like wine, spread the happy news. Don't refuse, say you'll be mine.
Blondie by Smith Bellew and his orchestra with tenor sax by Babe Russin, aged 17. A band I've always liked is the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, which in its 5 years of life was led in turn by two pianists, Roy Bargy and Don Bester. Towards the end of his 80-odd years of life, I got to know Don Bester, who had a band of his own in the 30s that never meant much in England, though it was big in America. Here it is in 1933, playing a number composed by Johnny Mercer and Johnny Green, a beautiful arrangement of a lovely number. There's a ring around the moon, and no vocal either. Thank you. John Bester and his orchestra. There's a ring around the moon. Early 30s dance music at its best. And we'll have some more of this after the break. Welcome back again to Mardi Gras. During the later 30s, the swing era, there was another band that never meant much in England, probably because it got little promotion in the way of records and it made no films and never came here, but it was a fine band, as this record of Oh Lady Be Good shows us. It was led by trumpeter, trombonist and arranger Larry Clinton.
Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, just be good to me. Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, be good to me.
Clinton's band playing and male voice choir swinging and singing Oh Lady Be Good. Most of the British bands of the classic era were big names then and have remained so, even though their leaders have nearly all gone now. But one who hasn't, I'm glad to say, is Bert Furman, who, besides being the manager of the Xonophone dance record catalogue, was also the leader of the Devonshire Restaurant Dance Band. Bert Furman could pick the right numbers and the right men for the job with uncanny accuracy, which is why this record of Sugarfoot Stomp by the Devonshire Restaurant Band is so good.
Thank you.
first British recording of Sugarfoot Stomp by the Devonshire Restaurant Dance Band, the most enterprising band, made in 1927. Next under D is Charles Dornberger. He was once a saxophonist with Paul Whiteman, then formed his own band, and now gets at least two airings a week, nearly half a century later, for it's Charles Dornberger's orchestra that plays our signature tune. I thought you might like to hear what else this band could do. It's fine and forgotten. But here's a song written in 1929 by the singer Ruth Etting. Maybe, who knows? Charles Dornberger and his famous Mardi Gras signature tune orchestra, maybe, who knows. Out in California in the mid-20s, there was a fine but little-known band led by Henry Halstead. Its drummer at one time was Phil Harris, the comedian, and it made only a few records, of which one is this, a non-vocal and quite hot arrangement of Rosy Cheeks.
Thank you.
Henry Halstead and his orchestra, Rosy Cheeks. Most of his records are as good as that. Down in the Deep South about the same time, and for some years afterwards in New York, there was a band called Tal Henry and his Carolinians. Between them, violinist and leader Tal Henry, his tenor sax man Frank Ellsworth, and Ivan Morris, the banjo player, dreamed up a number called Lonesome. It's a nice enough tune, but even better when played as its composers intended, like this. Lonesome by Tal Henry and his Carolinians, three of whom composed it. And we'll have some more nostalgia after the break.
At long last, a musical comedy that's delightful, that's delicious, that's lovely, that's starring Burt Reynolds, Sybil Shepherd. That's directed, written, and produced by Peter Bogdanovich. That has music and lyrics by none other than Cole Porter. When other movies have been forgotten, at long last, love will still be hot.
At long last, love. Certificate U at the Dominion Tottenham Court Road, now.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. I'm going right back now to the immediate post-First War era, when one of the places in London to wine and dine and dance was the Criterion Restaurant, Piccadilly. From the end of 1920 until sometime in 1922, the music was provided by five Americans, sent there by Art Hickman. He was the chap who set the style of jazz-flavoured arrangements of dance music before Paul Whiteman thought of it, you know. Some of my older listeners may remember dancing at the Cry to this band. It played a sort of smoothed-out Dixieland style, and the number I'm going to play is I Wonder Where My Sweet Daddy's Gone.
Thank you.
Art Heckman's New York London 5 playing I Wonder Where My Sweet Daddy's Gone back in 1921. Another American pioneer band leader of those days long ago was Arnold Johnson, composer of a hit song called Sweetheart and a fine arranger. And by the end of the 20s, he had an excellent band in the New York Paramount Hotel. He let his clarinet player have some jazz to play on his record of Me and the Man in the Moon.
It's calm and peaceful, loving hearts are all in tune. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. When the little birds are nesting and I listen to them croon, there's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. Just before I'm counting sheep, through my window he comes to peep, and with each other we're sympathizing. Looking at the happy sweethearts while they sit around and spoon, there's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon.
Johnson's Me and the Man in the Moon. I don't know what happened to him, but our next subject is still alive and supplying music for various American television shows. Art Landry, the saxophonist, clarinetist and violinist, whose band made all too few records for Victor between 1924 and 1927. Here's a number called Who'll Be the One, with some good hot trumpet and vocal by the trombonist Al Marino, whose smooth style was the model for Tommy Dorsey when he adopted his sentimental gentleman way of playing. Thank you.
when you need sympathy, that's the time you'll think of me. When nights are long and dreams are ended, will things turn out as you intended? I wonder who'll know the charms of your wonderful arms. Tell me who'll be with me.
Landry and his orchestra, Who'll Be the One. The next is a lovely bit of nonsense by a band led by Al Lentz. No, I don't know anything about him either, but his arranger knew how to write something interesting, even using a comedy number to work on. The title is Oh Doris, Where Do You Live? Anyone remember it? Doris got an attack of the woody woodpeckers, it seems. Oh, we'll have some more after the break.
James Bond, 007, in the biggest Bond of all.
The man with the golden gun.
At Odeon and other important theatres.
Certificate A.
Now showing North London, all over London from Sunday next.
Want to know what's happening on Capital? You can find full details of all our programmes in Miss London Weekly, available completely free at Central Main Line and Tube stations.
Isn't it good to know? Capital,
capital, capital.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. And from the obscurity of Al Lentz to a slightly better known, very good band, led by Edwin J. McKennelly, or McKennelly, I don't know. His pianist for years was Frankie Carl, the composer of the famous wartime numbers Sunrise Serenade and Falling Leaves. But on this one, made in 1925, the band plays one of Elmer Schoebel's numbers, Spanish Shawl. Spanish Shawl by Edwin J. McKennelly and his orchestra. Another well-known songwriter is Ted Fiorito. He wrote Charlie McBoy and Meadow Lark, Laugh Clown Laugh and lots of others, and he had a band in Chicago in partnership with violinist Dan Russo. Here's a good example of its work, Then I'll Be Happy, with some fine jazz on piano accordion by Frank Papile.
Thank you.
Then I'll Be Happy by Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra from the Edgewater Beach Hotel, Chicago. I do know something about the next band, though. Jimmy Ray's Southern Rhythm Kings. It had three trumpets, one of them being played by Harry Shilkret, Sid Stoneburn on clarinet, he worked with Red Nichols' big band in the 30s, and Dick McDonough on guitar, and their record of Caravan is well worth hearing. Sid Stoneburn on clarinet with Jimmy Ray's Southern Rhythm Kings. I don't know why the sailor's hornpipe crept in there. Oh, I suppose because a camel was known as the ship of the desert. Sid Stoneburn also worked with Bob Zirke and his Delta Rhythm Band. Zirke was for some years pianist with Bob Crosby, but he died only 32 years old. General Morton admired his playing, but he's not remembered much now. Here's his brisk record of Tea for Two. Zirke's Delta Rhythm Band, Tea for Two, as good a big band version as you'll ever find. Now it's time to leave the memories and the melodies. I hope you've enjoyed them, and that we'll meet again next week. Till then, this is Brian Ruth saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.